cliffcentral.com. At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy.
We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
Cliffcentral.com.
I'm Adrian Groenewald, with me Louis Groenewald, and then Alison Nyandu, who joins us on this panel, and our special guest, Herman Mashaba. We just, the first half hour, we spoke about SONA 2016 and kind of leadership implications, points around it. We didn't dig into detail that you can read yourself, and some interesting points were raised. Now, Herman Mashaba, you've moved. No doubt you're still a businessman. Of course you are. You're a South African. Many of us know your story. It's a fascinating one. It's a real one. It's authentic. You've decided to venture into politics. My concern sometimes is when the moment one goes into politics, if I had to go choose ANC or DA now, for example, then one's objectivity starts being questioned. So when you had to comment in the past about what the ANC was doing or the DA or the EFF as a businessman and a real South African, people would assume it's objective. The minute you put yourself in a camp, that's it. Is this man objective or is this just DA rhetoric?
Well, I think, Adrian, let's really look at it in a bigger context, because I think my entry into this field was really driven by the decay of our country, the unemployment, the destruction of small business over the last 20 years by the ANC-led government. And eventually you say to yourself, as a privileged human being, because I've really had an opportunity the last 30 odd years of my life to really be and regard myself as a privileged human being.
You didn't start off that way, but
the last 30 odd years of my life, I've really enjoyed a life of privilege. And at the end of the day, you really look at yourself saying, you know, if not you, who else? Because we need the civil society to stop this bus from crashing with us. And honestly, we're in a country where we have one of the most reckless drivers. I mean, Jacob Zuma and the ANC, for me, their recklessness, it's actually quite scary that South Africans can just really be prepared to sit in this bus and really commit suicide. But fortunate enough, we still got a chance. And I asked myself this question, what do I do? And I really made myself available to find a way, use my body to stop this bus from crashing with us.
Okay.
And I had to really obviously choose a party that I can work with, because there was no need for me to go and really reinvent the wheel. And fortunately enough, I've really been a DA voter forever. I voted for the DA twice in my life, on the 27th of April 1994 and 1999, and that was it. And I had to really look at a party with policies that resonates with me, a party with a party of people that their value system resonates with me. So it was easy actually for me to actually make the call to say, which party am I going to really work with? And I think the DA was there. And I'm really committing myself to really use the balance of my life to really be a public servant and find a way to really stop this bus from crashing.
Just because before Alice jumps in, just give me context. Right now, if you want to become mayor of Johannesburg, you have to do, what is the voting difference? What is the ground that you have to make up? ANC won what in the last election?
Well, the DA had 34% and the ANC had, I think, about 52, something like that. But one thing for sure...
It's
possible.
A big jump.
We are going to win Johannesburg. We are going to win Pretoria. We are going to win Port Elizabeth. Because one thing, fortunately, with politics is that you can't fool people forever, because ANC has operated on a basis of a lie and promises. And... our people out there have come to realize that this is just really a lie. I mean, the president clearly demonstrated that at the State of the Nation address a few days ago. He's demonstrated that South Africa's welfare and progress is not in his agenda. His agenda is about him, his family, and his cronies. It's not about South Africa. And I think people of South Africa have seen through this. And Johannesburg is so crucial. As the economic engine of this country, because without Johannesburg working, the whole country is not going to work. You know, so basically, people of Johannesburg are saying to Herman and the DA, please, to make Johannesburg work, because when Johannesburg works, the whole country is going to work, and that's really what we're prepared to really accept and really take that as an honor, and we will do everything possible that we use Johannesburg as the economic engine of this country.
Okay, Ellis.
Yeah, look, two questions, Herman. What, help us understand, what is it that you could not do, you know, outside the party, whatever party it is? Obviously, we know it's the DA party. I called you before our show the social agitator. We now hear of social entrepreneurs who still drive, impactful change. What is it that the party, being in the party, allows you to do? And then secondly, if you look at movements like Fees Must Fall, I mean, it took students to get on the streets to get that question of fees addressed. No politician was ever in the picture. So do you not think that in time South Africans are getting fed up with politicians and getting disconnected, as much as politicians seem to be disconnected with society at large?
Yeah, but the thing is, you know what, if we're not going to really have honorable political leadership running this country, then we can't really run on the basis of asking someone else to really do it. I believe very strongly that if we're serious about the future of this country, we've got to really pull up our sleeves and really put our bodies on the line and really do it where it actually happens. We can't really be writing speeches and come and really have this discussion with you and Adrian thinking that I'm contributing. I can contribute even better when I'm directly in the political environment, because then we can really ensure that we come out with policies that can make sure that this country works. But I can't really do it as just really a commentator. Yes, we need commentators like yourselves. Very important for democracy to work, that we have civil society that is active, that makes the politicians accountable. But at the end of the day, we need political leadership that can actually understand that to really be in the political office, it's actually an honor that people have given bestowed upon you, that you've got to really be a civil servant. And I think that is really where I'm committing myself, that you know what, Herman, use your privileged position to really actually go and make a difference in the lives of your fellow South Africans. But you can't really do it just really as a commentator.
See, this is the contradiction, Alice, for me in my mind, and Louis and Herman, is that that's the system in our society. Through politics, you will change Johannesburg to some degree. Then you need civil and you need all the other legs and arms. But here's some truth, Herman. Politics, in some ways, it's necessary, but it's overrated. And I'll tell you why. If the DA had to win, and they had to have, let's swap it around, they had to have 42 and ANC had, I don't know.
Oh, we're going to have more than 50%. Okay. We'll have outright majority.
I think that is, now that's the difference between hope and realistic.
No. Well,
let me state my point. Let me state my point. So the challenge, if you don't have outright majority.
Why would stop people of Johannesburg from effecting change?
No. I'm just saying this challenge with not having outright majority is you get hampered, you get hamstrung by
processes,
politics and processes, and you can't really lead and change and legislate and vote things through. It's almost and that's the challenge I see.
For the DA. Yes, but the thing is, what I'm trying to say is that means that is why we need the leadership that can ensure that the country moves forward, and we can't really do it always from outside, just really being commentators.
No, we need
to really be there on the ground. We've got to be at the rock face and ensuring that it happens. That is why I'm confident, and I call on people of Johannesburg, and I'm really confident that people of Johannesburg are going to give us outright majority, because going into a coalition, I want people to really understand that you're going to really hamstring us. So if you want us to really deliver and really make Johannesburg an economic engine of this country, please, so you need to give us the outright majority.
And that's the problem.
And I'm actually quite confident that people of Johannesburg are not going to give us that outright majority.
That's the problem with politics these days. We want democracy. But the moment you don't have outright majority and you have opposition party breathing over your shoulders, you almost can't do anything. Well, I mean, Obama has the same problem, doesn't he?
Well, look, I mean, some people say it's easy to, throw stones when you're on the outside. I mean, Herman, okay, let's say you win and become the mayor of Joburg. You've never been mayor. Obviously, you know things that are not working. For example, you've got the ETOS system, which has failed. I mean, hardly you know, obviously DA has been very vocal on that, on that issue. But again, I think the failure of that system, as an example, is what's showing, you know, people power at the grassroots level. You know, there hasn't been, you know, an edict, I would say, that says, you know, this is the how you should, you know, take the issue of ETOS. People are just voting with their wallets and saying, we're not going to pay for, you know, a dysfunctional system. But what happens when you're inside there, Herman? Because as soon as you have the levers of power, I'm sure that you'll realize that there's things that, you know, you were not quite aware of on the outside.
Yeah, but then you can't tell me that that I can really fail to clean Johannesburg and send you bills on a monthly basis for me to really be able to really run the city. Today in Johannesburg, to really, you know how difficult it is. If I can really show you right now, I've come from addressing to one ward in Johannesburg. I mean, the level of filthiness. I mean, you look at our M1, you look at Sandton, cleaning, when we have such high unemployment, people want to live in a clean city. People want to make sure that every month they get their bills. People want to really get water. Those things, you can't really tell me they are impossible to really deliver. It just really requires political willingness. So, yes, there are other issues that are much more complicated, not easy to resolve. But at the end of the day, if there's a will, there'll really be a way. So the first thing that one would have to really do when I take over this administration, you know what will really be my first focus? It ensure that I have the civil service that is going to serve with pride. Because right now, the NC administration, all over where they serve, they've created the creation to the civil service that they're doing the public a favor. That's why we've got to beg them to assist us. I think I need to ensure that I bring the pride. I want people of the civil service in Johannesburg must look forward on a Monday morning to go to work and serve South Africans and actually understand that South Africans are the bosses. Because once I can achieve that, when you saw that, when you pick up a phone, your phone, Joburg water or electricity, or you query it, you know that you've got people who actually care. That's for me, it's going to will achieve so much, because then you can unlock. I don't have to really change policies and change the policies and their desk on the first day. Just to really get people to serve with pride.
And boy, would I vote for you if you could do that. And if we're realistic, everything inside of me tells me, how many employees in the city of Joburg? Everything inside me tells me it'll take years to do that. And that's the challenge.
Why should it take years?
It doesn't
to corporate. Really, no, why should it really?
Corporate it does.
Why should it take years to really get the civil service that can really serve with pride? I mean,
I think perhaps one thing we shouldn't forget is that Herman is a businessman. He's ran a business, and obviously coming from business brings a different dimension in terms of how you raise productivity and how you drive efficiencies. Am I right, Herman?
Well, what I'm trying to say, I don't understand why you say it's going to take us years to really get people to really change their psyche. Because one thing for sure is that those that are not going to adapt, they'll be out. But I'm not going to really page people. People are working for the city without any doubt. And when I work for the city of Johannesburg under the administration, they will move people around, really put them where they can really be the best they can really be. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to work for our city, without any doubt, you're going to really be out. That issue is not negotiable. So, but at the end of the day, it's not really about paging. It's about really making sure that our city, within 30 days, I cannot really see how anyone can tell me that we can't clean the city in 30 days' time.
I mean, you were
when we're sitting with such high unemployment, we've got in.
Yeah, you were in DR. Is a DRC that's just such a clean place now. Jump in quickly.
Quickly. Mention again a leadership perspective. When you're a solid businessman, you learn if you don't put the customer first, then you go down. And what is he's just a basic leadership principle. He can't accept the fact, Herman, that you can't do that, because if you can't do that, then you start being a bureaucrat and you start playing the political game.
Okay, but let me make it clear. I agree, and it must be done. But let's look at practicality. A big corporate with 10, 20, 30,000 employees, you should know that, Herman. It takes years to change a culture, to change people's mindsets. It doesn't
depends,
happen in a few days.
It depends what you mean by changing culture. What I'm trying to say is that why should it really take me more than a month for people to actually understand that if a citizen of Johannesburg, a taxpayer of Johannesburg, comes into our offices to ask asking for service from us, just smile at them. If you can't smile, you're out. I don't really need you to really to teach you over years to for you to really smile to our people and respect them. That is really something that you can really do. There are experts that will really assist us in this this manner. So I cannot really see how it can be possible. You're asking me about Rwanda. I visited Rwanda last year.
The miracles
year.
That have happened there.
Yeah, I mean. No. You can imagine as a country coming from 100 days of genocide. By the time they stopped the genocide, there were bodies everywhere in the, you know, overnight really managed to firstly stop the genocide, and secondly ensure that I think you can really bring in reconciliation. You can clean the country, because the country was in a mess. Bodies were lying all over. Today that country is one of the cleanest countries in the world, because every third Saturday, last Saturday of the month, 5 hours from the president up to the lowest man in the country, 5 hours is devoted in cleaning the country.
Now that you can do as a mayor without policy necessarily.
No,
do
so,
it.
So, you know, how do you stop people of Alexander to say, or Essendon or Athol or whatever? We need to live in a clean neighborhood, and organize people to ensure that we clean. In fact, we don't even have to really spend money. But obviously, because of the level of high unemployment in our country, we need really entrepreneurs that really can really come out with plans on how they intend cleaning their places.
Well, I mean, just the cleaning part, I mean, to be more practical about that, it's one of my pet peeves. Why do people throw trash out of their cars' windows?
Because so they've been...
That has nothing to do with the civil service.
Yeah, no, yeah, but people have... The thing is, once while you're cleaning, you've got to really make sure that you teach people, you emphasize this about the cleanliness, that guys, please, don't just really throw away stuff. Make sure that there's, you know what, there's a, every corner of our townships or our community, there's a dustbin for people to actually throw. You really need that concerted effort. It's not something that we must leave it to chance. Mm-hmm. We've got to make it happen, and we teach people, and people learn. And people are happy to learn. People don't want to live in this field that we see in the city of Johannesburg and some of our communities. People don't want to live in those areas. But then they don't have the government that actually teaches them, encourages them, and actually make them aware that, we guys, please let us not really dirty our cities.
Herman, how are you campaigning at the moment? How many hours a day do you spend going doing what?
Well, this morning, from the city centre, campaigning. I'm going back to another area. So, if on a daily basis, 7 days a week, we've got lots of wards in Johannesburg. I've got to try as much as possible. It is my wish to make sure that every voter in Johannesburg, I can have direct contact with them. Of course, I don't want to contact them, talk to the voters through the media only. I think that personal contact for me is really very critical, so that they can see I'm not just really an email or someone who writes. Mm. You know, I'm a normal human being and really touches them. So that's really what I'm really trying to do. Unfortunately, it requires a lot of sacrifice. I'll be away from home a lot. But I think I've got a very understanding family and really very supportive. They understand that for us as a DA to really win this city, it's for me, the next few months really put as many hours as possible. Whether it's 14 hours or 13 hours, for me, it's not an issue. The issue is, how far can I really stretch myself in ensuring that I can personally interact with every voter in Johannesburg? And that's really something that I'm going to try. No, it's not going to be possible to reach everyone, but I'm going to try my best. And as you're aware, the president is making any delay whatsoever in announcing the date of the election. It's helping us because it's giving us chance to interact.
Mm. Quick question for you, Herman. One of the most fundamental issues that I think are hobbling the economy here in this part of the country. How do you intend to get people moving in this part of the country?
Moving in which way?
In terms of moving people, you know, if you look at New York, the places like London, big cities that are anchoring economies, public transport system works. What do you intend to
well,
do
that's
just
actually,
on that basic front?
This afternoon I'm busy finalizing my vision, my manifesto, which I'm launching on the 27th. I've got 7 pillars of my vision for Johannesburg, and public transport is one of them. So wait for the details. I will really be unleashing those details of my vision for the city, because one thing that I'm going to do, the first priority is to get people to work. And I want small businesses in this country to really be the engine driving unemployment in this country, driving the economic performance of our country. And people will really have to really get work. How are they going to get to work? It's going to really be a challenge. So I think, yes, we'd address it, making sure that I think we come out with a public system that is going to work. And it's not something that you can achieve overnight, because you've got to really rework this. And I think really wait for the 27th of this month when I'll unveil my vision for the city of
Johannesburg. And emergency services, I mean, we learned today that there's a strike, labor strife with firefighters. How do you deal with
it? Well, fortunate enough, as a DA administration, we're not going to be bound by the Tripartite Alliance. The Tripartite Alliance has been, to a large extent, responsible for the ANC administration not working. So we're not going to be married to labor organization. We're an independent political organization to serve people of South Africa and people of Johannesburg. We're willing. Are we against labor? Without any doubt, I'm the first person in this world, in this country, that supports labor legislation and labor organization. But they must understand, us in government, we're not there for them. We're there for people of South Africa. We will come out with a legislative framework that is equitable to majority of South Africans. And if it means we've got to really engage labor appropriately, we will do that. And one of those things, one day South African people will really understand that labor has got a place to play and role to play in this country. But at the same time, we've got unemployed South Africans. We need an efficient working civil service. And that civil service cannot really be bound and really be slaves to labor organizations. So we'll deal with labor. One thing I can assure you, labor organizations must really be prepared to deal with us. And we'll deal with them fairly and really get them to really understand that as a DA organization, we're not part of the Tripartite Alliance.
A message from Gab. Sounds like Herman has the right energy and passion for this. Doesn't he have the heart? It's really stressful up there. But then she also says, my vote goes for Herman. I can trust him, I think. So and anyway, you've got a voter out there. You've got to change the man on the in the corner there. Herman, can you actually cancel, destroy, bring an end to e-tolls? Is it within the mayor of Johannesburg's power? It's actually a national thing?
No, that's a
and
national
matter. What will you do about that specific issue?
That is a national thing, the matter. So what we will do in this particular case, we will engage DA at a national level to really take this matter for us, because it's a city that is affected. And we're going to really get and make sure that people of Johannesburg are aware that us as a DA administration, we're against e-tolls. That's the reason why we're saying to people of Johannesburg, please vote us into power. We will engage, and with you giving us that power, giving Johannesburg the ability to really be able to drive the economic growth of this country. E-tolls, without any doubt, but it really, if we had the powers as a municipal office, we will close them tomorrow.
Okay. Quick question, Herman. I mean, illustrious story, Black Like Me, everyone knows that story. How can we multiply and create more Herman Mashabas?
Less government in the lives of South Africans. Small government. The government that actually understands that the economy has to really be driven by entrepreneurs. An economy that is going to be driven by business people. Not an economy that it's where you have government thinking that can really be the one driving the economic growth of the country. Under my administration and under the DA, we're just going to be the enablers. We're not going to really be the ones driving economy. The economy is going to be driven by business. And I think one of the things that I'm doing, I'm engaging the business community in the city of Johannesburg. Developers, entrepreneurs, literally on a daily basis, I'm in contact with them. And really, the message I'm sending to them is that business people, I need you more than you need me. Because for me, come on the day, I'm the mayor. The only way I can arrest unemployment, if I can get the business community to invest in my city. And the only way that the business community can arrest unemployment, there must be businesses that make money. So for me, as a businessman, I know what profits can do. Unlike the current government where they claim to hate profits. For me, I can assure you, I want businesses And I will really come out with special awards and recognitions for businesses that make money, because businesses that make money, they are going to employ our people, they're going to pay taxes, they will do the beautiful things that we as a city would really want them to do. I mean, as part of their corporate social investments, they can only get involved in corporate social investments and employ their people and pay taxes if they make money. So sure. For me, to be honest with you, I love businesses that make money as long as they are registered businesses. And that's really what we do. We facilitate businesses to ensure that they're registered. Guys, so please pay us our taxes. Because with our taxes, we'll be able to go and build schools in Alexander, creches, and all the clinics, and all the beautiful things that South Africa requires. So for me, business is going to be my number one friend, because it is through business that I'll be able to really give people of South
Africa. That's obviously where you would be able to connect, I can imagine, as a businessman yourself. The BMF president, Ngani Mthunzi, sat in the chair where Alice is sitting and said, you will not win because of your beliefs and your views on transformation. I guess it's some of your earlier statements around, legislation around
labor issues.
But do you want to say something?
Well, I think it's if obviously you're benefiting out of a corrupt system. You want the system to be there forever. Fortunate enough, this system is... it's not benefiting people of Alexander, people of Soweto.
Mm.
It'll really benefit the few connected ones. That's why they love this corrupt. They love Zuma because they can get involved in corruption. I can assure you, under our leadership, corruption is going to be number one enemy.
Mm.
We will make sure that we have businesses that make money, they operate. And you know who's going to be our biggest beneficiaries?
Mm.
People of Alexander, people of Soweto, people of Zandspruit, people of Diepsloot. Those are the people that are going to. And they're not going to benefit on the basis of political affiliation. They're going to benefit because those are the people that actually requires attention, not Zuma's friends and cronies.
Herman, we're at the end of the show, but here's your opportunity. You said a lot today, of course, but here's your opportunity to tell people why they should make you the mayor of the DA in 30 seconds.
Well, I think voters into power because we're the party that has demonstrated in all the municipalities that DA manages and controlled.
That's factual. Progress. That's factual, yeah.
Absolutely. So give us that opportunity because we want an economy that works. We want an economy that can really help arrest the spiral of high unemployment in our country.
Herman Mashaba, the DA, Democratic Alliance candidate for mayor of Johannesburg, City of Gold. So make up your own mind. Is he the man that you would like? Maybe we should put the other, I haven't thought of this, mayoral candidates or the current mayor in the studio as well. And listen to the difference. Thank you, Herman. I think South Africa needs you. Whether one votes for you or not, I have no doubt that we need you, a guy like you out there, different from politicians, just bringing a different spirit and feel and a simple practicality that our society needs. And we wish you well. We'll be in touch for sure. All right, next up, we have our... Well, let me end off with a Sibanye executive leadership inspirational thought, our sponsor. It's usually just a thought. Leadership is owning up to one's unwise decisions with humble apology and a clear, confident plan to fix it. I won't say who that message is to, but that's what we need more of. Leaders apologizing and assertively saying, got to fix it. That's what leadership is all about. Next up, our business masterclass for the next 90 minutes. First half hour will be a conversation around vision, mission, values with USB Mark Peters, and also in the studio standing in for a man who's been on a cruise for Richard Angus. We've got his colleague Grant Robson. So stay with us, because thereafter, the second half hour of the Business Masterclass, we interview a man who's been on the show around his business this time, though. He's not in as a USB expert, Adam Rabinowitz. And then, of course, the last half hour, we talk to our SME audience. They will engage us live. Stay with us. CliffCentral.com